All Alaska residents get a check from the state every year. The money comes from a fund that was created from oil revenues. Some researchers wanted to find out if that kind of arrangement could work in other places and whether getting essentially free money from the government dissuades people from working. Ioana Marinescu is one of those researchers. She's a labor economist at the University of Pennsylvania School of Social Policy and Practice, and she joins me. And Ioana, it seems like you found that getting this kind of check did not, in fact, discourage people from getting a job.
That's exactly right. What we looked at is we looked at employment in Alaska and compared it with employment to the states that were in the states that were most similar to Alaska. And we found that, you know, employment in Alaska after this new policy started stayed the same as the employment in all the other states that are most comparable to Alaska. So therefore, we found no effect on overall employment in Alaska, meaning that on average, people did not stop working when they were receiving these benefits.
How similar can other states be to Alaska? I mean, it seems like there's so much that's different about Alaska between its geography and its climate and the types of work that is available there and the fact they have, you know, these massive oil reserves and, you know, folks there get a check every year from the government. Are you really able to make a somewhat of an apples to apples comparison?
Frankly, going into this research, I thought like you, hey, Alaska is probably very different. But then when we went and looked at the data and started comparing Alaska with other states in terms of things like employment, since that's what we want to look at, but also the industry structure, you know, what kind of industries are there, the education structure, you know, how many, what share of the population has a high school degree and so on. And also, in terms of age. So by comparing Alaska with other states on all these different dimensions, we found that actually there's a number of states that are very similar to Alaska. And these include states like Wyoming, Nevada, Utah. So in practice, Alaska does have a group of states that are very similar, and therefore we can draw a comparison to Alaska that we can have a good degree of confidence in, because these states, again, are very similar to Alaska in terms of the industrial structure, educational structure, and so on and so forth.
So is this the kind of thing that you think could work in another state? If there are other states that are similar to Alaska, maybe the money has to come from a different source than it does in Alaska, but is this kind of universal basic income a concept that could work elsewhere?
Exactly. So we think that certainly in states that are similar to Alaska, the comparison is pretty direct. And even in other states, there are good reasons to believe that the effects would be similar, meaning not having an effect on employment. Of course, as you say, these other states would have to find another source of revenue.
Is there a comparison here, do you think, between what happens in Alaska with this cash payment that residents there get and other types of sort of social safety net programs, be it welfare, be it food stamps, something like that? Because you often hear
right.
the argument that recipients, you know, if you get this payment or this check or these benefits, you'd be less inclined to look for work. You found that when that happens in Alaska for this universal cash payment, that's not the case. Would you imagine that's also not the case for other social safety net type programs?
Right. So it very much depends on the kinds of conditions that we have on these different programs. And that's part of why this universal basic income can be so attractive, because with many other programs, they are means tested. That's econ speak for saying that if you get more income, this program is going to get cut. So basically, for many programs, including food stamps, as you work and get more income, you face the cut in your benefits, which means that there is a disincentive to work. And that's not the case with the unconditional transfer, this basic income, because no matter what you do, you receive it.
If this type of program were to be extended or, you know, expanded for, you know, a different program for some another place, in your mind, is this the kind of thing that would be best done at the state level? What's the appropriate level of government to be sort of overseeing this, do you think?
So that's a great question. I think part of the problem is political. It seems unlikely that in the short to medium run, anything like this is going to pass at the federal level. However, I think a state level program is much more feasible. And in fact, I'm currently doing work with two colleagues looking at the prospect for a carbon tax at the state level. And the idea there is that the carbon tax, it could also be by the cap and trade, either way, this programs raise revenue, and that then the revenue that is being raised would be given to every state resident with no strings attached on a per capita basis. And so it would be very much like the Alaska program.
When you look at all the factors that would have to go into making this possible, mostly the political will to do it and a source of money to do it, are there states that you think would be good candidates for this?
Absolutely. In fact, there are already several initiatives of this kind of carbon tax and dividend that are underway, including one in D.C. And in Washington state, they already had a scheme like this that was put to the referendum about a year ago. And we have a paper on that looking at how and why they lost. And guess what? They have a new proposal in the works. I will say the proposal is not just with giving people back the money. There's different components and people are getting some money. And then, you know, there's a number of additional things. But my point is that having a policy like this at the state level is very realistic. In fact, some states are currently studying policies of this kind.
Ioana Marinescu is a labor economist at the University of Pennsylvania School of Social Policy and Practice.